Welcome to Didache, where we are studying to show ourselves approved, rightly dividing the word of truth so we can worship God in spirit and truth, deepening our knowledge of God, thereby enabling us to deepen our love for God. Here is your host, Justin Peters.
Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Justin Peters. I hope that this finds you and your family doing well today. I want to thank you so much for joining me. Bill Maher did indeed just say the quiet part out loud as it relates to abortion. Now, I am not a regular viewer of Bill Maher. I'm not even an occasional viewer of Bill Maher, but I was on Twitter today, and this short video clip popped up on my Twitter feed, and I was quite stunned by it. It's only 47 seconds long. Watch this.
Not if you believe it's murder. You know, that's why I don't understand the 15-week thing. Or the Trump's plan is, let's leave it to the states. You mean, so killing babies is okay in some states? Like, I can respect the absolutist position. I really can. I scold the left on when they say, oh, you know what? They just hate women, people who aren't pro-life, pro-choice. They don't hate women. They just made that up. They think it's murder. And it kind of is. I'm just okay with that. I am. I mean, there's 8 billion people in the world. I'm sorry, we won't miss you. That's my position on that. What?
That's quite harsh, Bill.
Yeah, exactly. I'm
not. Is that not your position if you're pro?
Well, I will at least say this for Bill Maher. At least he, unlike most people, has the intellectual honesty to admit what abortion actually is. And yes, it is murder. So he recognizes that it's murder. It's just that he's okay with it. You know, after all, there's 8 billion people in the world, and we won't miss you, he said. And my first thought when I heard him say that, well, does that apply to you? So let's use that logic towards you. Would you be okay if someone murdered you? I mean, after all, there's 8 billion people in the world, and we won't miss you. So he does have the intellectual honesty to admit what abortion is, but as is common, these folks don't want to apply that same truth to themselves. You know, you hear all of these excuses from the pro-choice people, the pro-abortion people. Oh, well, it's not really human life. Well, of course it's human life. What do you think it is? Inside a woman's belly, a giraffe? Of course it's a human life. Well, it's just a clump of cells. Well, cells are alive. It's just tissue. No, it is a living human being. If we were to find a single bacteria on the surface of Mars, the headlines around the world would be "Life found on Mars." Those would be the headlines because everybody recognizes that even a bacterium is alive. And what is growing inside a mother's womb is alive. It is life. It is human life. And this human life begins at conception, not when the baby feels pain, not when the heart starts beating, at conception. Let's go to God's Word. Let's look at Psalm chapter 139. The psalmist writes, "For you formed my inward parts. You wove me in my mother's womb. I will give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret, and intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes have seen my unshaped substance, and in your book all of them were written, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was not one of them." Mr. Maher, if by some chance you see this video, I want to say to you the same, I want to give you the same message that I've given to thousands and thousands of other people. One of these days, you will die. And if you die in your sins, lost in your sins, as you are right now, you will go to a very real place that the Bible calls hell. Now, you may think, well, I'm an atheist. I don't believe in God. Yes, you do. You do believe in God because everyone does. Now, I know you profess to be an atheist, but there's no such thing as an atheist. You know you have the intellectual capacity to understand that nothing cannot create everything. There is a creation, obviously, so there must be a creator. You know that. When your head hits the pillow at night and you are left to your own thoughts, you know there is a creator. You just deny there's a creator because you don't want to be accountable to him. Because if there is a creator who created you, then you're accountable to him, just as am I. The reality, Mr. Marr, is this. One day you will die, as we all do. Hebrews 9:27, it is appointed man once to die, and then the judgment. And if you die in your sins, you will go to hell, because that is what your sins have earned you. All of us have sinned. The standard for goodness is God. God is the standard of goodness. He has given us his standard, and it's found in the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not lie. Have you ever told a lie? Of course you have. We all have. Thou shalt not steal. If you've ever taken something that does not belong to you, you're a thief. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. If you have ever used God's name in an irreverent way, then that's called blasphemy. And we blaspheme the name of God in word and in deed. Thou shalt not commit adultery. But Jesus said, if you look at a woman with lust, you've committed adultery already in your heart. That's just four of the Ten Commandments, and all of us have broken those commandments. You have, and I have too. We have all sinned against God in word, in deed, and in thought. And just like when we break laws on earth, there is a penalty to be paid. How much more so when we break the laws of God? But because we have sinned against God, who is eternal, the punishment of that sin is also eternal. And if we die in our sin, we will very rightly and justly go to a very real place that the Bible calls hell, where the worm will not die, the fire will not be quenched, there will be wailing, weeping, gnashing of teeth, and the fury of God's wrath will be poured out on you for all of eternity, and it will never end. And just because you say you don't believe in hell doesn't change the fact that hell exists. And there is nothing that you can do to save yourself, Mr. Marr. There is no amount of good works that can overcome the debt that you owe to the eternal, infinitely holy God. Your works, says the Bible in Isaiah chapter 64, are as filthy rags. In fact, they are an offense to God to try to earn his favor when you have sinned against him. So you stand condemned. But the good news of the gospel is this, is that God has made a way for you to escape his wrath. God sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to this earth. And Jesus lived a perfect life. Jesus was the God-man, truly God, truly man, God in human flesh, one person with two distinct natures. And as the God-man, Jesus lived a life of perfection before God, to the perfect pleasure and satisfaction of God. Jesus never broke any of God's laws. He was sinless. And then Jesus willingly laid down his life on the cross. His life was not taken from him. He gave it. And on the cross, Jesus bore the wrath of God. He bore the penalty of all of the sins committed by people who will believe in him. And on the cross, the full, undiluted fury of God's wrath was poured out on Christ, and Jesus drank in every last drop of it. This perfect person offered his perfect life as a perfect sacrifice to perfectly satisfy the perfect wrath of God, died on the cross, 3 days later, bodily raised from the dead, proving himself to be who he said he was, God in human flesh. And the only way to be saved, Bill, the only way to have the wrath of God removed, is to repent of your sin, turn from sin, and place your trust in the risen Lord Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross, his completed atoning work on the cross. Jesus said, "It is finished." He drank in all of God's wrath. But you have no righteousness on your own. You must have the righteousness of someone else. His name is Jesus. And that righteousness will be imputed to you, counted towards your account, if you will repent of sin, turn from sin, and place your trust in Christ. There is salvation in no one else. Lay your works down. They will profit you nothing. I know your conscience accuses you. Everyone's conscience accuses them. Bill, please, I give you the same offer, of the gospel of Jesus Christ to you that I give to thousands of other people, and I hope by God's grace thousands of people will see this video. There is freedom in Christ. If you will come to Him empty-handed, confess your sins to Him, cry out to Him and ask Him to forgive you, and if you come to Him truly seeking not only a Savior from hell, but a Savior from sin itself, if you will come to Him in that posture, He will save you. Jesus says, "The one who comes to Me, I will in no wise cast aside." He will save you. You will pass from death to life. God will give you a new heart with new desires, new affections. You'll begin to love what God loves and hate what God hates. And if God does indeed give you that new heart, it will bear fruit, good fruit in keeping with repentance, that will be evident to everyone. And I very much want that for you, Bill. So thank you for at least having the intellectual honesty to admit what abortion is. And I hope and pray, and I mean that, I will pray for you. I hope and pray that this gospel message will convict you, and you will also have the intellectual honesty to admit that you are a sinner who stands condemned before God in need of a Savior, and you will trust that Savior for forgiveness. Thank you very much, dear ones. Until our next time together, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be with you all.
Thank you for listening to Didache. We hope that you were encouraged and edified by what you just heard. If you have a question or comment for Justin, are interested in more teaching resources, or would like to have him come and preach at your church or conference, you may contact him at justinpeters.org.